About death, and this week we'll be talking about happy moments. But first, ER news. Like ABC's Lost, ER is going to be doing no repeats this next season. Instead, they're going to be doing a block season schedule. I don't know the exact schedule right offhand, but for an example, Lost is going to be doing 6 new episodes, like a mini season in those 6 new episodes, and then taking 12 weeks off, and then doing 17 new episodes until its season finale, because apparently some people don't like repeats. I do, but ER is going to be doing that as well. I don't know if they're going to be doing their own little mini season like Lost, but they'll be taking time off. I think it's between 10 and 12 weeks to NBC's premiering some boring looking show, but after that there'll be 17, 18 new, brand new episodes straight until the season's finale, and supposedly that's supposed to help ER's ratings, because it's been going down the past couple seasons. NBC said that ER has great ratings when it's new and really bad ratings when it's repeats, which makes complete sense. But that's pretty much all the news I have right now. Tom Everett Scott, who plays Eric, is on a new TNT show called Saved. He plays a paramedic. I saw the premiere this past week, and it was interesting. Not as good as Third Watch, but it was interesting. Shane West celebrated a birthday on the 10th, and there's no birthdays coming up this week, so we don't have to wish anyone a happy birthday. But happy birthday to Shane. I hope you had a nice birthday, and if you're listening to this, you're hot. Haha. Like I said, this week's episode is about happy moments on ER. So let's get to it. One happy moment that I loved was Abby and Neela's graduation. I was so damn proud of them. I will admit, I had tears in my eyes. Abby and Neela, well, I was proud of Neela, but Neela's brilliant anyways, but I was particularly proud of Abby. Abby struggled a lot. You know, Steve screwing her over and going to obstetrics and, you know, all that. But I was so proud of Abby. What's her middle name? Judith? I don't know. But I don't know. Luca and Susan were there cheering them on. Susan, 9 months pregnant, was there cheering them on. I'm still, to this day, so extremely happy for them. Another moment, which I don't know if you guys remember, but probably, was in the ER near the admit desk. Neela and Michael were dancing to Jay-Z's Beware of the Bad Boys featuring Punjabi MC, which is a personal favorite song of mine. I think right there, watching them dance together, really set in my mind that they should belong together. And as you know, I'm a huge fan of theirs, and that will probably be one of my favorite moments ever of theirs. Another moment I loved and was so happy about was a Carol moment, surprisingly enough, since Carol had just given birth to the twins, which was happy, but yet scary. But Mark was sitting there holding one of the twins, and Carol was laying there in bed, And then Mark and Carol decided to name the babies. And, you know, they were talking, Mark was talking about his family names, and Carol eventually chose Tess and Kate. But that was such a sweet moment. It made me happy. Except, I love that scene, even though it's Carol. Another scene that made me happy, I can't remember the episode name, but Elizabeth was pregnant. It was Mark and Elizabeth were laying in bed. Mark leaned over and started to cuddle her belly, and he was just kissing it and talking to the belly and how he wanted to name the baby Amanda. Thankfully, they didn't. But that was such a touching moment, and I look back on that. I look back at his relationship with Rachel and all that, and just and his death and everything, and that scene, that makes me so happy. Another Mark and Lizzie scene that made me happy was their wedding. She was very pregnant, and they got married. It was a very simple ceremony, but I was so happy. I mean, I believe I teared up, because I'm a huge fan of theirs. Another couple thing that made me happy was Kim and Carrie's kiss in the ER. That had to be an amazing scene. Carrie was denying what she was, and Kim was fed up with it. Kim wanted her to come out, and that kiss was just hilarious, for one thing, because of everyone's expressions, but that made me so happy. I'm still happy about it. Another scene that made me really happy. I teared up, I will admit, was when Reese signed Daddy for the first time. I was never really a huge fan of Peter's. I liked him, but I was never a fan of his. And I loved the storyline. Oh, Reese's death and everything. Death, not death. And, he signed Daddy, and just the interactions between Peter and Reese were so sweet. They made me happy. Just watching how devoted of a father he is. He could have not been. He could have been one of those guys, once he found out Carla had a baby, he could have been one of those guys who just ran away, basically, but Peter did step up, and I think that overall makes me really, really happy. Another baby thing that makes me happy was Henry's birth. Okay, that was really, really shocking, too, because I didn't know Sandy was pregnant. It was, what's the episode, NICU? I think that was it. Henry was born, and just seeing the joy on Carrie's face about becoming a mother, that moment, it's just, happy doesn't even describe it for me. Carrie, as you know, experienced a miscarriage, and so we thought, the viewers thought, that was the end of the baby trying between her and Sandy. But apparently Sandy got pregnant, and they had a beautiful baby boy, Henry, and just like Peter and Reese, the relationship between Henry and Carrie, watching that was amazing, and seeing how proud Carrie was of Henry, showing Abby pictures of Henry, and how happy she is when she talks about him. That smile and that twinkle she gets in her eye is awesome. Okay, I'm sure you guys will agree with me here about this next happy moment was Neela and Michael's wedding. It was simple, quote unquote. That whole episode was a happy episode for me. First, Neela is in surgery and Michael's like, Neela, marry me. I was just, like, jumping up and down, like, yes. I just love them. And that proposal is so sweet. I mean, it was a proposal, but it wasn't a proposal. And it was just so sweet. And then, oh, how gorgeous did Neela look in that wedding sari? And how nice Michael looked standing there. And I wish we got to see more of it, but we didn't. Another happy moment is something I've mentioned before, is when Romano gave Lizzie the pizza and ice cream when she was pregnant. That is just so freaking sweet. I loved it. Let's see. I just had another memory. Believe it or not, during one of the Christmas parties, when John gave Abby the snow globe, that really warmed my heart. And also, another present Abby got last season was the compass. Well, I guess not. Abby didn't get that. No. I don't even remember who gave it to who. Oh my god. Someone gave someone a compass. Luca gave Abby a compass, or Abby gave Luca a compass. I don't remember what it was. I think it was Luca, because they always find their way back to each other, was the reasoning. And I feel really stupid not being able to remember who gave it to whom. But that moment was, I think it was Luca. That moment was awesome, because that moment set Abby's life in motion. That's when, what, she conceived the child. Well, no, it's not. That happened a couple weeks before. But that's when Luca found out she was pregnant, and which made me thrilled. And then, finally, Abby is happy. We have never seen Abby this happy before. She's pregnant. She's with the man she loves. Life can't get any better for her. Until 21 goes. But finally, Abby's happy. Therefore, I'm happy. That's all the happy moments I can think of right off this hand that are my favorites. I mean, 12 years of ER gives a lot of happy memories. But I can't remember any at this moment. Next week's podcast is going to be about moments that worried or shocked you. So if there was a moment like Abby's kidnapping that worried you or shocked you or scared you, send them to me at erpodcast@yahoo.com. Is there a moment that just completely petrified you? Paul Zubricki, did he scare the crap out of you? Or was it more of like a major trauma or just something that made you sob? What made you sob? We want to know that. So send it to erpodcast@yahoo.com. And I just remembered another piece of information I wanted to give you guys. I was looking through the fall lineup for 2006 at the new shows and seeing who was in them, seeing if there was any former ER members. And there's a new CBS show called Men in Trees. That looks completely stupid, but to each their own. And Abraham Ben Ruby is in it. So, I don't know what that means for Jerry. I don't know if Abraham is going to be doing two shows, because he has done two shows before. A couple of these people do two shows. But it's going to be interesting. I have no information on what happens to Jerry in the season premiere or thereafter, so I cannot spoil you, but Abraham Ben Ruby is in a new show this fall, so leave it at that. So remember, send me your favorite shocking and worrying some moments to me at erpodcast.com, except it's not erpodcast.com yet. erpodcast@yahoo.com. And also, if you have general ER questions about any season, about any actor on and off ER, please send them to me, and I'll be happy to answer them next week. Until next time.